It's got my name on it. I'm speaking.
KAYTFM 881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB and KQJOFM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
It's the First New Light Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Thomas D. Sands.
Poverty stricken. Did y'all hear what I said? And if the church at Macedonia was in depravity, it's because the people who called that place their church home was also found individually in depravity. I need to tell somebody that if the church is stingy, that means the people stingy.
Come on.
I can't get nobody.
Come on, preacher.
If the church is lazy, that means the people lazy.
Yeah.
If the church is sorry, that means the people are sorry.
Yeah.
Y'all may not invite me back, but it's all good. The church is lame, the people are lame. If the church is filled with praise, you better believe the people will be filled with praise. If the church is on one accord, that means the people are on one accord. If the church is on fire, that means that everybody in that church is on fire. No, I believe that many of us have seen this principle firsthand.
Yeah.
You know, my parents, my mother, father, my grandmother, and grandfather hailed from Louisiana, Alexandria, Louisiana, and I don't recall, Narissa, the name of our butler because we didn't have one.
All right.
I don't recall the name of our chauffeur because we didn't have one.
Right.
Y'all don't hear me in here. I can't recollect the thought of my maid's name because we didn't have one. My parents struggled from paycheck to paycheck, and my grandparents struggled from harvest time to harvest time. They struggled through the triple times of the 60s, the Jim Crow era, the 40s, the 50s. They struggled during the Depression. They struggled during the harsh years of this nation, but they had God's grace. Did y'all hear what I said? I may not have everything I want to have. I may not be where I want to be. I may not drive what I want to drive, but one thing I have God's grace. You ought to look at your neighbor and look your neighbor in the face and look your neighbor in the eye and say, neighbor, I have God's grace. That's the wrong neighbor. That neighbor should have shouted out. They should have looked at them again and say, neighbor, I have God's grace. Paul says, the grace of God was given to this poor church. Somebody here know that even though you've had a bad year so far, the grace of God was in your house. Somebody here knows that even though you shed some tears just yesterday, the grace of God is still in your house. Somebody here knows that even though you've lost some friends, the grace of God is still on your life. Somebody here knows that you don't have a lot of money, but you can feel the grace of God on your life. Somebody here knows that you didn't go as receiving on my left side. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I may not have much, but I have God. Y'all still quiet too. Y'all ought to help me preach. Y'all still looking in my face. Look at them again with power and say, neighbor, I may not have much, but I have God's grace. Can I tell you, Brother Deacons, when you have God's grace, your crowded apartment becomes your castle on a hill. When you have God's grace, your hoop rise like a Cadillac. When you have grace, God's grace, your old clothes wear like designer clothes. When you have God's grace, your dinner plates look like fine china. When you have God's grace, your TV sound like surround sound. And I don't know about you, but I thank God that every day I wake up in the morning, His grace walks with me. Y'all not feeling me up in here. His grace talks with me. His grace holds my hand. Me catch your neighbor and say, I thank God for His grace. That's the wrong somebody. Look at him again and say, I thank God for His grace. Can I talk to y'all just a little while? His grace woke up with you. His grace got in the car with you. His grace came to church with you. His grace sitting next to you. His grace is going to move out of here with you. His grace is going to watch TV with you. His grace is going to go to bed with you. And early in the morning, His grace is going to look at your neighbor and say, thank God for His grace. I'm out of here almost. Y'all making me nervous. Get out of here. Can I encourage somebody here today to tell you, as a man of God, on divine assignment, Antioch, I've come here merely to tell you, don't be weary in well-doing. Did y'all hear what I said? For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. However, these afflictions, these trials were tempted by the joy that they had. All right. This joy could only be given by the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6 says, they receive the word. But they receive the word of God with joy. All right. You know, I've learned that some of the most richest people in our land today are some of the most unhappiest people in our land today.
Come on.
They were poor, Brookies, but they had joy. They were rock bottom destitution, but they had joy. My brothers and sisters, today the joy of the Holy Spirit will always rise above your sorrow. Yeah. That's why we can go to a funeral and still have joy. That's why we can have joy after hearing bad news. That's why you can have joy after going through hell in your house. That's why you can have joy after trouble rises trying to knock you down. You ain't poor, but you don't have any joy. You ain't rock bottom destitution, but you don't have joy.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I say to us, and I need to put a personal word here, child of God. You ought to be thankful for everything the Lord has given you.
Yeah.
I'm thankful, Sister April, for not only what He has done for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm grateful and thankful for what He has done to me. Somebody say, preach, I'm gonna say it to you. Let me say it one more time because y'all didn't hear me back there. I'm thankful for not only what the Lord has done for me, but I'm thankful for what the Lord has done to me. Could have took me out a long time ago. He could have allowed my enemies to take me out. He could have took back His blessings a long time ago. He could have let my enemies triumph over me. He could have let me lose my mind up in here. He could have let me fall down to never get back up. But I'm glad why I can't come in church and go to sleep. That's why I can't come in church and let my mind wander. That's why I can't relax in the presence of God. Because I have to lift up holy hands. I have to dance for joy. I have to shout hallelujah. I have to leap for joy because God has blessed me. Come on, would say this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. All right, I'm out of here. Your amen's already shown.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can I say to us that the Greek is suggested that this church, Antioch, they were a rock-bottom destitution church.
All right.
No, I'm not calling y'all any of y'all destitute. All I'm saying is don't worry about who's here and who's not here. Don't worry about who's giving and who's not giving. Y'all not praying with me here. Because I've learned that you don't have to know what, when, and where when you know who. God Almighty. See, in my notes, y'all was supposed to shout, but y'all didn't shout.
Amen.
Pastor Green, as you take this church into the next year, stand strong and be of good courage. Because the battle is not yours. Did y'all hear what I said? But the battle is the Lord.
All right.
You know, I praise God that if you're at the bottom, you don't have to stay at the bottom. If you're the worst preacher in the room, you don't have to stay the worst preacher in the room. If you're the worst singer in the choir, it don't matter. You don't have to stay at the bottom. If you're the most struggling worker on your job, you don't have to stay that way. If you're in trouble and feel like you're on Trouble Boulevard and living in a trouble-colored house, you don't have to stay that way. God said he's getting ready to turn some folk who've been hanging out on the bottom of blessings and turn you not upside down, but right side up.
Come on, preacher.
Can I also tell you what this church did?
Yeah, tell us.
The Macedonians didn't have much clothing. But they sent some clothes to Paul. The Macedonians didn't have much food, but they sent some food to Paul. The Macedonians didn't have much money, but they sent money to Paul. Paul understood that the benefit of giving to God is not the gift itself. Paul understood that there is a spiritual benefit that outweighs the material gain.
Come on, preacher. Tell him.
What does it profit a man?
Amen.
To gain the whole world and lose his soul. I said all that to say this. Don't ever get to a point that you don't want to bless your pastor. I know it's the church anniversary. It's not a pastor's anniversary, but I would not be the pastor I am if I didn't say it. Don't ever get to a point where you don't want to bless your pastor. It's not about what you have. It's about what you give from your heart. All right, let me get out of here. Great affliction plus deep poverty equals abundant joy plus abundant liberation.
Yes, come on.
I'm so glad to report that I may not have much. I may not have the overabundance. But I also know that God can take my little bit and he can multiply what I give him. He'll multiply my finance. He'll multiply my spirit. He'll give me grace, and you do know what grace is. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is unmerited favor of God. Grace is what I need in my life. Grace helps me to understand that although my life is filled with affliction, I can still have joy. And I say to us this evening, and I'm on my way out of here. A long time ago, I was falling deep in sin. Found myself having some difficulties in my life.
Yeah. Yes.
But I can say to us that because Jesus died on Younger's cross, I can stick my chest out and say that God's grace is sufficient for me. Can I say to us, as long as Jesus live, my way gets brighter. My hope gets brighter. I can walk with dignity. I can shout hallelujah. Because I have somebody on my side. And I'm out here now, Antioch. It's been real good. And God, bless your hearts. The wall on the clock says it's time to go. See you later, alligator. After a while.
All right. All right.
Crocodile. But before I leave you, Antioch, all right. I just want to take some time to celebrate about God's grace.
Yes. All right.
There was a preacher, Pastor Green, who had moved to New York City. This preacher did not have a mega church. All he had was a small church with a small congregation. But this preacher started preaching about how the grace of God can change your life. And as he was preaching the word of God, the story says that the drug dealers, they were becoming deacons. Mount Zion, y'all just shout like y'all never heard this story.
All right.
The prostitutes, they were becoming missionaries.
All right.
And the pimps, they were becoming preachers. The mob boss realized that his money flow was cut short. He called a meeting. He said, I want to know why our money flow is short. They said, well, Jimmy, there's a new preacher in town. He's preaching about the grace of God.
Yeah.
He said, all of your drug dealers are now serving as deacons.
Yeah.
Great God. He said, all of your pimps, they are now preachers.
Yeah.
All of your prostitutes, they are now missionaries. The mob boss says, I need to take this preacher out. I want you to get Jimmy on the phone. You tell Jimmy I need him to get here and get here fast. Jimmy made it to New York City. The mob boss says, I want you to take out that preacher.
Yeah.
He's messing up all of our money. He said, all my pimps, they are now in the pulpit preaching. He said, all of my drug dealers are now deacons bending a knee. He said, all of my prostitutes, they are now in their white dresses. I need you to take out this preacher. On Sunday morning, Jimmy finds himself in the church. The deacon comes, knocks on the preacher's door. He said, Reverend, there's a heel out on your life. He said, you turn us into deacons. You turn all the pimps into preachers. You turn all the prostitutes into missionaries.
First New Light Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Thomas D. Sands. The service time is at 9 a.m. Like us on Facebook at First New Light Missionary Baptist Church Pineville.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
The first one ought to jump out at you real quick. He said the first thing that we find is that we must deny self.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. You got to deny self. Praise God. You see, we must decide. We have to deny ourselves. To be a disciple of Jesus Christ means more than simply knowing that he is, in fact, the Messiah.
Yes, sir.
The devil knows that.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. The devil knows that.
Yes.
So we have to know a little bit more than the fact that he is just the Messiah.
Yes.
It means that we are also willing to deny, praise God, ourselves.
Yes,
that includes me, and that includes you.
Yes.
And this may sound like a play on words, but denying yourself doesn't mean so much thinking less of yourself.
Yeah.
It really means thinking of yourself less.